Paging Danny McDuffie. Danny McDuffie to the studio, please. Danny McDuffie.
Hello, and welcome to the Danny and Tammy Show. I am your host, Danny McDuffie.
And I'm your host, Tammy Nicholson.
Our topic today is mompreneurship. What does it mean to be a mompreneur? So a mompreneur is a woman who balances home and work responsibilities to provide for her family and follow her own business and her own creative goals. Moms who run their own business need to find that perfect balance between running a business and taking care of family.
Being a mompreneur is all about balancing the joys of motherhood with the challenges and rewards. For me, one that comes to mind is Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx. She started her billion-dollar business with just an idea and $5,000 in savings while juggling being a mom. Her story really shows that determination and creativity can lead to incredible success. Her story is amazing, and it's proof that moms can achieve anything they set their minds to. And it's not just about big successes like Sarah's. Everyday mompreneurs are making waves too. Oh, definitely. I recently read about a mom who started a thriving online bakery from her home kitchen. She found her niche baking custom cakes for birthdays and special events, all while taking care of her kids. It's inspiring how moms are like turning their passions into successful businesses, often from their own homes. And let's not forget the unique challenges they face, like managing time and finding a support system. Balancing work and family can be tough, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Many moms find that their businesses allow them to be more present for their kids while pursuing their career dreams. I would also add to that by saying, don't be afraid to ask for help and lean on your support network. Surround yourself with other mompreneurs who understand what you're going through. And most importantly, believe in yourself and your abilities. And I just had to ask myself, what is the worst that can happen if it doesn't happen? I can always go back to nursing. And so the absolute worst that I could come up with was, what, I might lose my apartment and get my car repossessed or something if I couldn't pay it. Okay, well, I'd had my car repossessed before. I'd had to look for apartments before. But then I had to think, what was the best that could happen? You know, and it's like risk and reward for me. And that's how I make so many decisions with business. And so I made the decision to take the risk. I was able to, you know, build an empire to afford me and my children a life that most people dream about. And it changed our life. And I think that's a big thing for people, is that they're so afraid to get out of that revolving door. They're so afraid to take that risk. Well, if you don't take the risk, you're never going to get a change. I mean, if you stay in that revolving door, just, you know, stay in the circle and just keep going round and round and live paycheck to paycheck vehicle. But, you know, moms, single moms, we figure it out, you know, and so we did. So I go back to what I was saying, is that the best advice I can give somebody, because I've been on both sides of the spectrum. I have been paycheck to paycheck and scraping by. And then I also have lived a life that most people only dream about. But it's because I wasn't afraid to take a risk. You just have to ask yourself, you know, the risk versus reward. And what's the worst that could happen? And what is the absolute best that can happen?
As the term indicates, a mompreneur is a combination of the word mom and entrepreneur. That's because a lot of the great qualities that go into making a businesswoman are qualities and skills that moms embody every day. A mompreneur is all about balance. She can care for her family and still run to her business with skill. And there are a great many reasons to consider becoming a mompreneur. Modeling entrepreneurship for your kids, you are setting a great role model for your children. When they see you working hard and following your professional and creative goals, it's just another reason for them to feel inspired and motivated by all that you do. Becoming a mompreneur and a business owner will show your children that there are many different ways to succeed and be creative in professional environments. And raising kids is expensive. If you're looking for money to put aside for big expenses like college, and who isn't, becoming a mompreneur is an excellent option for your needs. You can bring in extra income and add to your family's stability and resources. And there are many ways to do that without a lot of overhead. So if you're thinking that this is great, all of these benefits and advantages sound like the right fit for your lifestyle, it's easy to begin the process from the comfort of your own home. A few of the steps that you'll want to take on your path to becoming a mompreneur. First and foremost, carve out time for yourself. Spending time with your loved ones, it's wonderful. But when you're starting a business, it's also really important to take time for yourself. You'll use hours to develop your brand, network, social media, create digital products. In the beginning, explore and research what kind of work you want to do. It's important to protect your work time and your family time, and also to have time for self-care so you can run your new business effectively.
So, and you know, for me, I did it myself. You know, I started this business by myself, and Megan was little, and she would go with me, and I would drop her off at school in the morning, and then she'd take the bus to the business after school, and she learned to run that business. And, you know, she's now 17, but she can pretty much build a slot machine and run an entire game business because that's what she's grew up seeing for the last since she was 6 years old. I just think it just comes down to you have to make a decision. If you never do anything different, you're never going to get anything different.
Another awesome facet of mompreneurship is that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. Many incredible women have raised families and started businesses before. It's important to find role models for yourself. On days when it feels like you just have too many things to juggle, you can always look to your role models for inspiration, motivation, and ideas on how to move forward. Find your support system. When you start a business, it's important to surround yourself with supportive and like-minded people. Speak with your partner and your family about your plans for your business, whether it's on the web or a brick and mortar business, so that you can get support and take the steps that you need, whether it's resources or emotional support. It's also a really good idea to seek out communities for aspiring and successful mompreneurs like yourself so you can compare notes and grow and learn together. Absolutely. And you have to remember at the end of the day that it's really all about balance. I mean, it's so amazing that you're excited, ready to start your new business, follow your passion and your dream, but you also don't want to run yourself into the ground. You need to learn how to be comfortable leaving your projects unfinished for the day and organizing your tasks so that you can clock out regularly and leave the work at work. But there are so many benefits to becoming a mompreneur, like stability, flexibility, and a chance to pursue your personal and creative goals. So true. Motherhood is so complex. I mean, raising children, it's joyful, but it's also heart-wrenching in ways that we just could never have imagined. Like, there's no book on being a mom, right? And there's also no book on how to balance becoming an effective mom and an entrepreneur. Maybe because there's just no right answer. But for many mompreneurs, it means a constant battle, a sense of guilt, imposter syndrome, choosing where to prioritize your time between your family and your business. You can feel a deep range and depth of emotions that can really feel like a burden for women who choose to be both a mom and an entrepreneur. The best piece of advice that I could offer moms is to empower others. Empowering others helps relieve your own cognitive load by empowering others to do what you have. Network, 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 network. Advocate for yourself. Own your time. Make sure you carve out time for self-care. Self-care is so essential. You have to fill your own cup before you can be able to fill anyone else's cups. And, you know, another metaphor, if you will, is when you're on the airplane, you know, when the little air mask dangles down in the event of an emergency, they tell you to put the air mask on your own face before you put it on your child's face. This is because you're not going to be able to help your child if you are dead, aka burnt out from your business. So definitely find time for self-care. Yes, absolutely.
Oh, definitely. I recently read about a mom who started a thriving online bakery from her home kitchen. She found her niche baking custom cakes for birthdays and special events, all while taking care of her kids. It's inspiring how moms are like turning their passions into successful businesses, often from their own homes. And let's not forget the unique challenges they face, like managing time and finding a support system. Balancing work and family can be tough, but it's also incredibly rewarding. Many moms find that their businesses allow them to be more present for their kids while pursuing their career dreams. Absolutely. I would also add to that by saying, don't be afraid, ask for help and lean on your support network. Surround yourself with other mompreneurs who understand what you're going through. And most importantly, believe in yourself and your abilities.
Your tribe is everything. Other moms, entrepreneurs, virtual communities, in-person gatherings. It's so crucial to network, 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 to find the support that you need and find your tribe. You're also going to want to build a team of investors and advisors down the line who are true partners, and they really value you as a human being. The people who invest in you have a lot of power and sway over the direction of your business, so you want to choose these people wisely. Make sure that your values are aligned and that your goals are the same. And ultimately, make sure they have a deep understanding and a level of respect for who you are as a woman, as a mother, and as a business owner. Mompreneurs are some boss babes. They are entrepreneurs who balance running a business and being the household CEO. Some examples of mompreneur businesses are virtual assistants, blogging, baking, gift basket businesses, podcasts, merchandise, clothing, tutors, bookkeepers, event planners, freelance writers, on and on and on. You find your niche and what you like and what you're good at and your talent, and you share it with the world.
The rewards seem pretty great.
Once again, don't forget to go to our website. It's www.thedannyandtammyshow.com. Please leave us a little question that we may answer on air in our Q&A section. And if we do decide to pick your question and answer it on our next podcast show, we will send you some merchandise. Thank you for listening today. I'm your host, Danny McDuffie.
And I'm your host, Tammy Nicholson. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Danny.
Bye, Tammy.